Hello, and welcome to another episode of Interviews from the Multiverse. I'm your host, Anthony O'Neill, and with me today is Sean Cruz, and only Sean Cruz, because Anthony Gaba and Anne-Marie are lame and or sick.
Yeah, so we're at C3 Game Con in Corvallis, Oregon, continuing to talk to gaming fans and fellow nerds, if I may say that. We have a couple folks here with us.
Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Alex.
My name's Cheyenne.
Nice to meet you, too. Wait, did you enter for a raffle yourself? You did?
Cheyenne, I think you might have won.
Might have won, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you go ahead and all right. Start it
so
off. I'll look at that.
I got to ask, first question is, like, what got either of you into gaming?
I kind of got into gaming through my husband. He's more the tabletop gamer, so just kind of followed him along and really like all the role play and everything.
Yeah, so it's actually kind of a funny story. I played, I basically forced people that played, basically during the library when I was in eighth grade, they were playing 3.5e D&D. And I begged for them to join, let me join. They're the cool kids. I was in sixth grade. And then they promptly killed off my character, like, first session.
Dicks.
That's kind of a dick move, but it didn't crush my spirit completely.
Oh, that's good.
So I got a game going when I was, I think it's sophomore year of high school, 3.5. I was a player, got to go do that during just like lunchtime playing, you know. Then after high school, I actually started a club in my community college that was tabletop gaming, and we mainly did D&D.
Oh, that's awesome.
A little bit of Magic. And then I went to Mexico, lived there for 2 years.
Hell yeah.
Couldn't get anyone involved in any kind of
tabletop. Yeah, I don't imagine.
There, obviously.
Yeah.
And then came back, was just, you know, trying to figure out life, doing a bunch of stuff. Never really had time for, like, hobbies. Mm. And then about 3 years ago now, one day I was like, I really want to get back in D&D. I'm going to start a game next week. Asked her if she wanted to play. Asked my roommate if he wanted to play. Asked my best friend via Discord if he wanted to play. And we've been playing for the last 2.5 years.
Oh, nice.
That campaign. Well, it's two separate campaigns now, but.
Hell yeah.
What's your favorite part of it?
You go first.
I don't know. I'd say my favorite part is just the role play is really fun and immersive. I love being able to build the characters and get really involved in the whole world and all that and the story that he creates.
You're a DM?
Yep.
Nice.
Been like 2.5 years now. It's two separate campaigns now. We just started up a new campaign. What was it? September? Yeah, September.
Nice. So you have friends that'll come over and play with you guys?
Via Discord. All my friends are
that's
hours
cool.
away.
You so. Use Roll20?
No, we use Telspire. It's a 3D model.
Oh, cool. I haven't.
Yeah, it's actually really nice. It's only $25. It's in the alpha version right now, but it basically recreates the miniature look, you know.
And you can play more than D&D on it?
I have not yet. Like I said, it's hard to convince people to actually play anything else.
So what other games are you interested in?
We mentioned, we were talking before, Blades in the Dark is definitely a strong one. They also, the same people does Scum and Villainy. That looks really good. I've always wanted to do a sci-fi kind of game. Spelljammer is rumored to come out for D&D here in the next couple of years. So I'm excited about that, which is still D&D.
Hey Simon, are you looking at porn again or just stalking Hazel's MySpace? Because I could give you some alone time and some tissues.
Balthazar, let me just close this other window there. They're great. No, I stopped doing that after she blocked me. And I'm checking out this awesome new website I found for a podcast from the future.
The future, huh? Like Star Wars?
It's Oops, We Broke the Multiverse podcast. They play tabletop role-playing games, you know, like D&D and so much more.
Well, nerd. Is it on the World Wide Web?
Very good, Balthazar. It's www.oopswebrokethemultiverse.com. And when I'm on it, I can check out their social media. I can check out links to the games they play. And there's a whole store with merch, too. I'm gonna order this sweet Oops shirt for Dr. X.
That's probably a good idea. Dr. X is still pissed at you that you let Crash out and he ate his egg salad sandwich out of the work fridge that clearly had his name on it.
That was not my fault. Probably, but anyone can go to www.oopswebrokethemultiverse.com and scope it out.
What else is there? What is it? Mage Ascension, I think it is.
What is it?
Mage Ascension.
Oh, okay.
The world sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
It's basically like reality is what people collectively believe it to be.
Yeah.
And then that the magic is basically you trying to warp that and not letting people notice.
Hell yeah.
So that's always been interesting to me.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, and I'm currently in the pre-alpha of developing my own tabletop RPG.
Nice. What's it going to be called?
What's that?
Do you have a name for it?
I don't yet.
No?
It's mainly, so for me, D&D is fun. The main thing that slows down a lot is the combat.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of dice rolls, a lot of stuff like that, sometimes it just gets into that stats heavy and there's not a lot of flavor or things you can do. So this is basically like taking that into where it's all cards and it goes a lot quicker.
Yeah.
And so you still can, you still have that fun thematic stuff. And you can get to the role-playing and everything. So.
And, you know, I think we've noticed a lot of the games, especially like Blades in the Dark, simplifies it so much. That's really the worst part of having a battle, right? We had a campaign of D&D when we had, like, eight people. So a battle's going to last hours. That's not cool.
Yeah.
So if you can streamline the fighting, I think that's really cool
in
the turn. Awesome. So it sounds like you are interested in Blades in the Dark as well.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
So any of you listeners out there, these folks want to play Blades. It is a fun game and super easy to get into, too. Creating a character, all that. We just proved that at our panel. We did a 1.5-hour little one-shot, and we purposely brought two people up that hadn't played before so they could try to play, and they did fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's a game all about just having a conversation between, like, a gang of people. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it went better than I expected to. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I really liked about it when I was just doing my preliminary kind of checking into it is the flashback mechanic.
Yes.
Is, like, I feel like because a lot of, like, our game, it gets caught up in the planning and, the like, that, like, we got to do this, and then it just goes to crap, like, as you're doing it because of dice rolls or, like, it wasn't a great plan to begin with. So having that where you're going to be like, yeah, we're just going to go do it, and then, like, if we need something, we hopefully get it back, like, get it in that moment kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So I really like that.
Oh, and it's a lot of fun, what people come up with for how they did their flashback or what they did when they do it. Oh, my God, so much fun. Well, hey, thanks so much for talking to us today. Thanks for coming to the con. And thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having us, definitely. Is there anything, I talk mainly, anything else you want to say?
Yeah. All right. So. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, Alex, Cheyenne, thank you very much for doing our interview with us. And you guys have been listening to Interviews from the Multiverse.